Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Peter, joined this week by Donny. How are you, Donny?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. We're at Bussies this week, so we just came second podcast this week to try to cover the game week, try to keep it up to date. We're back on Tuesday to be our final podcast up until the World Cup, and what was it, 16th of December, I think you said last time. But not a final podcast. We'll be covering the World Cup, but a final Scottish podcast. Anyway, I digress. We will go quickly on to our own league top three first, and then I'll move on to our points that is. So there is no change. Melvinho's still top. He's actually broke the 1,000 points now, so 1,001. First place. Second is McColgan, 92, 984. And third, E6 Hammers, 960. So now on to the bad news. Possibly my worst game week of the season. 30 points total, a rank dropped to 204. So even though I was talking last podcast about trying to crack the top 100 before the break, that looks highly unlikely now. So need to get ready and get this next game week out of the way and then work on a wild card for coming back. But anyway, here's my points. Marshall, a transfer in. You and Melvin recommend them. No points. The Hibs defence is absolutely shocking. I think I sat here a couple of weeks ago, Donny, and said Hibs will finish third. They look good. And since then, I think they've lost 5 out of 6 games. So I'll show you a little anno about the Scottish game. Anyway, Molo return was captain, Tav, 14 points. Backline, Portis 1, Scales 1, Taylor 2. In midfield, Spittle 2, Haksabanovic 1, Armstrong 2, Jota 3, Kolak 3, Miowski 1, and absolutely hee-haw on the bench. What about you, Donny?
Yeah, I mean, not that much better. Don't think there's some really big scores for the week. But I went with my hunch and I took out Kolak for Shankland. If I put a bit more thought into it, I should have done Miowski for Shankland because I'm probably going to want Kolak back either at the weekend or the other side of the break. So I think I was still hurting from the weekend's result. So points, 39 points, Hart and goals for 2, Captain Tav 14, Porteous 1, Kelly 8, Strain 1, King 5, Jota 3, Iunga 1, Armstrong 2, Vice-Captain Giacomakis 1 and Miowski 1. So total of 39. Brings my global score up to 944. I had been 26th, but I'm down 11 to 37th. So, missing. I think Kyogo is probably a big factor there. People that had him maybe vice him. He got extra points because all your usual contenders didn't really score. So, yeah, happy to see the back of this game. We can move on to the next one.
Yeah, me too. Right, we'll quickly go through the results. I've not seen much, so I'll be short and sweet. The only game I watched fully was Celtic game last night. I'm sure the Rangers game, the rest will just kind of blag what we've seen. That. And anyway, there's only kind of one game week left until the kind of split, and then we'll see for there. So on Tuesday night football, we had Livingston 2, Aberdeen 1, and then we had Hibs 0, Ross County 2. And on the Wednesday night, or last night, we had St Mirren 2, St Johnson 2, Rangers 1, Hearts 0, Motherwell 1, Celtic 2. And the one I did not see coming, Dundee United 4, Colt Marmont 0. So do you have any thoughts on these games, or do you want to do them in order, or...?
We'll just do them in order, just quickly what we've seen or heard
Livingston
2-1. So this was a game of 3 penalties. This is one of the highlights I did see. And they are all penalties. And I think for me, this is just a new norm that we need to get used to. You know, the ball's hitting the hand, whatever your hand is, it's almost always going to be a penalty. And we have Miowski, you know, quick week for him. He was on the verge of being dropped last weekend. He bags a double, and now he's missed a pen, and he's on the brink of being dropped again. Duke took the second penalty, and if that's him on pens now, then it probably tips the scales in his favour. But Livingston again, Kelly, we talked about him on Tuesday. He takes penalties. He's kind of out of position in the Livingston defence. And for me, he's a must-have. He'll also feature in the double game week. So Duke is probably the Aberdeen guy that you want to have. And Kelly for Livingston would probably be the guy you want to have there.
Yep, I didn't see this game, but I'll go with my thoughts just looking at the stats, looking at the kind of breakdown on the app is Kelly probably will be essential going forward. I mean, that's him, a defender who takes penalties, has the odd clean sheet. He's got a good record. Kelly's the one to go for. We discussed Miowski quite often with Duke. Miowski missed a penalty. Duke scored his penalty, so he should be on it. You'd like to imagine. Probably get more details as the break comes back. So there's a cheap alternative, Miowski to Duke. Aberdeen team, I've seen it likened to as Ozzy Ardiles as Newcastle, somebody's seen online, where they win games massively, then get pumped massively. So mm-hmm. It's just like a roller coaster if you're a fan. If you get a good home win, then get absolutely pumped away. So Aberdeen will probably still finish top four or five, I think. I don't know if you agree with that. They're more consistent, but I think it's going to have to take your lickings out. You're going to have the ups and downs in what some weeks. And if the form looks like it could be good at home, bad away, then you just maybe start rotating the players you've got. That's all I've got in that
absolutely.
One.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, next up was Hibs 0, Ross County 2. And this is a sore one because I was out on Tuesday, came back in late, seen my transfer, saw the goal early, and I was like, right, here we go. That's me. Clean sheet wiped out. Hibs double defence. Watched some of the second half. I've got a friend in a caravan chat who is Hibs fan, and he was shouting for Johnson to get out already. So that's how bad they played. So I can only take for that. Hibs are really poor. I don't know if that does a disservice to Ross County. There's lack of it with a goal again. So if you've held him for that kind of double game all that time, like I think Melvin did to get lucky, then well done. But for me, I am on Hibs double defence. I am now what I got off Hibs double defence. And Ross County are slowly and steadily improving week on week.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. The only thing Ross County is they've got Celtic, St Johnston and Rangers. So bad run of fixtures if you were looking to jump on them. But everything's such a mixed bag at the moment. You can get lucky, as Jakovic proved with his haul. But yeah, the Hibs are really poor right now. They don't have Boyle, which is your probably only saving grace going forward. And defensively, they're just not cutting it. Any kind of... Well, I think we've probably all got Porteous, but some people dabble, double Hibs defence. You went for Marshall, which was a sound decision on paper, but you'll be off it as soon as this game next week's over and you can play your wild card because they're just bang out of form. And yeah, managers, they don't last long with these results.
Right, so we've got to wait for 8 games then. We've got St Mirren 2, St Johnston 2. My first thought when I seen the first goal scorer was you and Tom when that week he's brought the St John's player in. He was injured. He finally returned. So it's just like looking through the goal scorers. Carey goal, obviously. Kilty, the blast for the pass for the first season. And O'Hara, McKilty. So if you held on Kilty, then well done. Who else called? Nicky Clark. So I'll take it off to Stevie May up front. But part of that, I'm glad there's a double clean sheet wipeout. Nobody there, I think, really hurt my rank. So didn't see the game, Donny, if you saw any.
No, I mean, an absolute mixed bag, as you say. Nobody really caught fire that would be a worry in fantasy football. Anyone that takes penalties in this game is going to be premium going forward, I think. When you hear some of the numbers I've got to say later on, you'll sort of really understand why. But end-to-end stuff, the usual assets missed out, and obviously May missed out. He's been on form. St Johnston defence, not live. St Mirren defence, not Ayunga, not Kilty. He's got a good pedigree. If you're wanting to freshen up for Ayunga, you could go there. They do play Rangers next, so hopefully they're kept quiet in that match. But they do have the double game week at the other end. So there's going to be some Mirren assets that you want to look at or hold on for. So, and St Johnston's good run, which is something Rangers couldn't do.
Yeah, what are the Rangers saying? I'll let you start. I'll do my quick thoughts and let you go away with it. Rangers won Hearts 0, so if your Rangers double defence, it's come back for you, especially if your double was Barisic, who got the assist. Tillman, another one. I think Tillman, a few teams as a midfielder, not too bad. But apart from that, I didn't see the game. I did hear this morning that it wasn't very good by some my Rangers supporting colleagues. The horseshoe was mentioned again, Donny. I do quite like this
Yeah, again,
analogy. On
another
you go.
frustrating performance. It was always going to be a grind. And luckily they got the win. Not a champagne performance by any way, shape, or form. And the first half was nothing to write home about. But come the second half, I think they did put on a better performance. And believe it or not, Kent was given man of the match. And everyone who's chatted about the game said that he really did show significant improvement. So with transfer window coming up, fingers crossed, he's decided to put himself in the window and get his finger out because he's not really done much this season. Tillman, I either had him in my expert picks this week, or when I did them yesterday, I had him down for this weekend. He is a quiet man in midfield, but he can make things happen, which is why I thought of him. So it's good to see him getting the goal. And Barisic, he's unchallenged in that position, and he's always going to be a threat from crosses. I do have double Rangers defence. I was obviously not brave enough to start the two of them, but I've got Leon King, who came off the bench for some handy points there. So you take the result. We're playing as bad as we are. We certainly take it, and you move on, and hopefully we can get past St Mirren without any scars, and then we should have a better team at the other end. But not a vintage performance by any means.
Just on that, speaking of that, I'm on a wild card, obviously, after next game week. What's the news with Lawrence? Is he back after World Cup, or is it still nah?
Who knows? We've got a friendly. Well, Celtic have obviously got friendlies lined up as well, but we've got a friendly around about the 10th of December against
Leverkusen, right?
Leverkusen. So you get a better idea there. All these guys that are injured, it's going to be difficult for them to come straight back in, especially when it's two games back to back. So if he plays that warm-up game, then he probably will be put in. He just might not play the Aberdeen game. But just keep an eye out for that. I mean, we've got loads of positions where we need people coming back. He was a great fantasy player at the start of the season. We'd have had some great numbers if he'd continued, but unfortunately, like most of the team, he's been hit with the injury stick. So if you do see him in that squad, or there's news of him coming back, he would go straight in. And that's why I've eased off my Rangers players, because I want to make room to make changes and bring in guys that are coming back. So yeah, just look out for that. By the time we come back to record again, before game week 16, you should have a better idea. So I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, because my thinking is obviously Rangers double header, you've Rangers table up, Tavernier's got a spot, Colac's got a spot right now. That could all change, but I don't think so. I think Colac's still going to be the main man up top. I think Morelos' contract's getting run out, so I don't see why we start him any other way. So Lawrence or Barisic's the other two, kind of obvious ones, I would think, and it's Barisic is always going to return. If Rangers can get their clean sheets back, then Barisic would be the one I'd like to go because obviously he can offer a return. But if Lawrence comes back fit, like you said, and has the form he's at the start of the season, then he's a no-brainer for his price in midfield.
The only thing I would say about Barisic is Yilmaz is hot on his heels. He was unfortunate to get injured in that match. So I think you might not see Barisic for a long period. He'll also be at the World Cup,
And Croatia
which
came good
we
though
talk
deep.
about Croatia going far. That could be a risk. So fingers crossed Yilmaz is fit and can slot back in there. So just again, watch out for that. We'll have a better idea near the time. But at the moment, he's uncontested. So he is putting in good numbers.
Okay, so the next game is Motherwell 1, Celtic 2. So I watched this one, I can actually talk to you about this. So obviously Furuhashi scored first, so it was 1-0, and then it was kind of a stodgy game, took all the in it. Celtic final put a bit of daylight later on with Maeda and Turnbull. So I was thinking at the time they two weren't up, nobody really has them. And I was looking at my obviously Taylor clean sheet, and 2 minutes later, Tierney scores with an assist by Slattery. So I went to you hit the heart as well, so I went to probably double for you as well. So all I can think is Furuhashi is still well owned. Celtic didn't play particularly well. It was a bit of a stop-start game. I don't know. Did you see the VAR go offside with Jota? Did you see that? No.
I'm
Right.
not going to go out my way and watch them.
Just have a look at that, right? Because all of these things with the headers and the handballs, right? It still touched the hand and it's fine. Obviously, it's a handball's handball, whether you think it's out of possession or not. But this was like an offside goal, which was onside. And I'm going, it went to VAR. This is not good for audio podcast, but he's at least about that easily in daylight, and it still was offside. So I'm going, what was the point of
Okay.
it? you have a look at it and see what you think when we discuss it in the next World Cup?
No, the only thing I've seen was the tackle from the Motherwell player. He didn't even look at it.
But then,
and that was bad.
So again, it's like, well, the options there for you to look at it. Why not have a look at it? These are the things that I don't want to sound like a Morris Celtic fan, but it's going to be like this if we start this the next pro wall. You used to mention a lot about defenders and handballs. Until they get used to how to defend in the box with hands at their side, you're going to get lots of penalties.
Yeah,
it happened in the Premiership, and now they all defend different. They're going to have to learn. So just got on penalty takers until players start figuring it out. And you'd like to think our referees will eventually start getting to grips with the VAR and using it better as it goes on. I think this is going to be a season we talk about VAR quite a lot right through the end. And I know you mentioned before, Donny, I'm actually not looking forward to when next time we play use, and it's going to be stop start every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's going to be like every crunching tackle, go and check. Every sort of contested decision, go and check. I don't think it's going to make for a good game, but it's going to make for a really poor spectacle.
I agree with that. I've not seen the game. I only checked on it through updates. So I went with Jack Amakis as vice captain. So seeing that he didn't start was an absolute killer for me, because Iunga didn't start either. So Wednesday night didn't start off in the best. As you say, when it went 2-0 up, I thought that's fine. At least the clean sheet's locked in, and that disappeared as well. Jack Amakis got about half an hour, 25 minutes, I think I saw. And I think he did have chances reading the commentary, but unable to do it. I'm not really in a position to swap him for the weekend, so hopefully he gets the start and it's Kyogo's time on the bench, but I'm just going to have to run with that one. And as I say, I'm going to talk about clean sheets and how that's working out just now. But just a great performance. You know, Motherwell's not a good place to go midweek at night. It's not ideal, but yeah, they got it. And points-wise, there's only really, if you've got Kyogo, you'll have made a gain out of that.
Right, the last game was Dundee United 4, Kilmarnock 0. So the only kind of thing I'd like to say is a couple of names stand out. McGrath, Middleton, Levitt. So three players that have popped up quite a lot of teams, like as in maybe like cheap enablers and stuff like that. So maybe on them, well done. Didn't really see this. Dundee looked really poor last few weeks. Kilmarnock were on the kind of step up, but it just goes to show you that you can't really predict Scottish football sometimes. And lucky if you got him. I wouldn't feel disheartened if you were on Kilmarnock, because it's one of the games. It's just a case of, as we mentioned all the time, there is no fully form in this game. It's sometimes a bit of luck in who you pick, and I didn't really see the game. So if you had that, Donny, take it away.
No, absolutely. The only thing you should keep in mind here is these are the bottom two teams. So defensively, neither of them are in particularly great form, and Dundee United just caught fire. And, you know, whether they can maintain that or not, time will tell. But it'll be Aberdeen that gets tested next. But yeah, you're right enough. The names there, we've all heard before, McGrath, Levitt, Middleton. Middleton is about 3.8. I think that was one of my other expert picks. Good differential. They don't have any of the double game week fixtures, but it might be a team that you want to invest in. Kilmarnock, I think they're going to struggle. We're talking about them every week because they've not had Rangers and Celtic for so long. That's going to come back soon. So that's going to be another couple of games where they're going to struggle without being able to score. It's going to be difficult for them. So Armstrong, as good as he is, he's good in a bad team. It's, you know, you're going to have weeks where you get nothing out of him, and you're just going to have to go with that.
It's why he's a bench trick player, I suppose, isn't he? Yeah, them on there. And
yeah.
The returns. Right, so that is that, Don. So we have no Tom time, but you've got a Donny Dive. Do you want to talk us through it?
Yeah, so I thought about it before the week midweek fixtures, because last weekend we didn't have any clean sheets. So I just wanted to look at clean sheets in general and sort of run through where we are with them. So we're on game week 14. Some teams have played 15 games, but you know, the ones that are playing twice have only played 14. So there's a good amount of data there. One fact that I saw on Twitter, that penalties awarded since VAR has doubled compared to the pre-VAR games. So we're going to have to watch out there. For me, this could change how we look at defenders and whether or not the premium defender is a thing anymore. So I'll go through alphabetically the clean sheets for each team. So Aberdeen have had 3, Celtic 6, Dundee United 4, Hearts 1, your man Craig Gordon. Hibs have had 5, Killie 2, Livy 4, Motherwell 5, Rangers 6, Ross County 4, St Johnstone 3, and St Mirren 5. So not unexpected. Celtic and Rangers are top with 6 clean sheets out of 14. Hibs, Motherwell, St Mirren, I've got 5. Dundee United, Livy, Ross County, 4. Aberdeen, St Johnstone, 3. Kelly, second bottom with 2. And Hearts with Craig Gordon, and worst in the league with 1. I can't even think who that was against. But,
who's that? But Hearts?
Yeah.
No.
Can't think. But if we look at it in a bit more detail, Celtic, 5 out of the last 6 clean sheets came in game weeks 1 to 6. So the first 6 games, they had 5 clean sheets, meaning only 1 out of the last 8 they've had clean sheets, which is not really what you'd expect. Rangers are similar. 5 out of their 6 came in the first 9 games. So only 1 of the last 5 was a clean sheet, which was last night. And everyone else is spread, no real pattern. So what does that tell us? Well, even with the short data, you can't really buy a clean sheet anymore. And what I mean by that is if you sort of have a Rangers or Celtic defender, you would think that 1 in 2, 1 in 3 games, you're going to get a clean sheet. And that's not the case. Celtic have been conceding goals and they've given away 3 penalties in recent weeks, all which were converted. So that's going to hurt your defensive assets there. So I think the days of double defence might be a thing of the past. I mean, outside of Captain Tav, it's really difficult to target teams and look for clean sheets. Case in point being Hibs before last night's match. On paper, looked like they had great fixtures, but you know, wasn't to be. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that one. So for fantasy football, your premium defenders is probably now busted. You're probably not going to be any better off with Starfelt or Carter Vickers than you would be with somebody like Ash Taylor and Andy Considine. Again, outside of Tavernier, you're probably better spreading your defensive assets over 5 teams and then spending your money elsewhere, which you could mean you have 2 Celtic midfielders. The names that we see popping up week in, week out, we've got Solholm, Iacovite, Taylor, Strain, Kelly, all returned over the course of the season. So by spreading your defenders and making use of the bench trick, you could find yourself better off.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So looking at the fixtures from last night, you would have thought Hibs and Celtic clean sheets, but it was Ross County and Iacovite that took home 16 points. So it really is a lottery predicting there. If we look at the top defenders in the game, well, first is Tav, 108 points, and then Barisic and Strain are second, both on 68 points. Sean Kelly is next, 67, Greg Taylor, 65, Iacovite, 65, Solholm, 64, Porteous, 60, Ash Taylor, 58. So it's all the names that we repeat every other week that are returning the points. So as I say, there's only one Celtic player in there, you know, whether it's through rotation or not. They're not keeping the same amount of clean sheets as they used to. So what you want to do is probably look at defenders with attacking opportunities. And that's why I've mentioned Sean Kelly in the last few weeks. Him and Taff both take penalties and set pieces, so you're going to get value there. The rest tend to be big goal-scoring centre-halves, so threat from set pieces. So what that means is, as I said, the Celtic defence doesn't guarantee clean sheets points anymore. You can spend that money elsewhere. So I just thought it was interesting. As I say, Rangers and Celtic have had the most clean sheets, but that's really come unstuck since VAR. So, you know, Celtic are still on fire. They've won all their games, but they're losing goals every game. You are playing your wild card. Are you going to have a Celtic defender in there? Is it just bad habits that...
See, dude. I was thinking about it last night after watching the game, and you're making me think about it again. See, Tav's a lock. Everybody's got Tav, so yeah. He offers the attacking returns. I still think the odds still will be more likely a clean sheet for Celtic and Rangers, still the most likely, right? But even though that probably is diminishing.
Yeah.
I think I text you in the chat, Kelly will be essential now if he's on pens, well, decent defensively. So like you said, I'm looking to see who else takes penalties in the back line. The one I can think of, if he's on the pitch, is Juranovic.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was going to go for any Celtic defender, I'd probably jump to him after the World Cup. That's the only one I'm thinking. But then Celtic are kind of free-flowing, putting teams away up top. Is it best going for two midfielders and a striker?
Yeah.
Because the money won't be defence anymore, so I'm only having Tav, everybody's got. Do I look, do I keep Juranovic in, who's quite pricey? Or do I drop Juranovic to, like you mentioned, the Solheim or... lack of 80, use a bench trick, and I can maybe bring in so you've got Jota already, and bring in, I'm trying to think, because nobody's really expensive, I can afford them, but it could be, I haven't got a Celtic striker, for example, I can maybe upgrade to a Kyogo for the rest of the season.
Yeah, definitely, it's so hard to target clean sheets. You say, like, Ross County are really bad, and then they go score back-to-back games. You think Hibs should have enough, and they don't. Motherwell surprise you now and again. So it's really difficult to target who are going to pick up clean sheets and who's not. So you just think, well, no point in spending a lot of money there when you can spend it elsewhere. So I think if I was on a wild card, I would probably just have a mixture of all those names that I'd mentioned.
Yeah, don't double up.
Porteous, but a Hearts player, I think they're going to start coming good, and just play with three, put two in the bench, and then just get the best one. If the points are there. So I just thought it was interesting that defence, the clean sheets with VAR is going to change. As I say, there's going to be a lot more penalties in the game and decisions going in the favour of goal-scoring teams, and that's going to hurt you defensively.
Yeah, as I said to Tom when you've been on holiday as well, when you're in the VAR, it's defenders that are giving the penalties away. So... it's a big, well, Burnaby was a left-back, but normally it's the centre-backs make the challenges.
Yeah, you will get unlucky.
You get caught with Carter Vickers with the one member, he gave away the penalty, then you
get OGs as well. Centre-backs tend to score more on goals, so you will get the rough end of the stick there, but, you know, the main point scorers this season, like a Taylor, Iacovitti, Solholm, they're centre-half, scoring from set pieces, and whether or not they get a clean sheet or not, you're still picking up your points. Kelly's different because he's on pens, but it should just change the way that you sort of pick out your defenders that, you know.
I'm going to use a bit of Melvin as well, expected minutes for defenders as well, who's going to guarantee play, because he mentioned Solheim, he came off the bench last night, he was even playing. McGavin was playing, so he came off the bench, so it's a case of looking at teams, cheap defenders that are guaranteed game time. Lacazette is one of the ones that does. I think if you just hold him, he will return a couple of things over the space of a year. It's just something you look at a kind of run of games and there are no clean sheets. You go, get itchy feet and go, are I going to do him now? But then if you hit, like Melvin mentioned in the last pod, the other fires to put out kept him. He gets 16 points off the bench.
Yeah.
These things work out. I think Kelly will become like a baby Tav, essential. This coming to team, he's on pens as well, and another feeling about that, and a goalkeeper in that situation. So four different teams again.
Yeah, hopefully you're lucky. Absolutely.
Obviously, with the wild card, I'll try to load up with double game week players, and then obviously work from that into a team like that. Right, we don't have any questions because I think people are starting to look forward to the break. I'm going to plug the FFS Rock the Rumble. That has opened again with a couple of people been interested. Again, I've maybe 20 odd people interested. Keep on adding me up. I'll talk about every podcast right through the World Cup. Ask DM to join, no problem. It kicks off in game week, double game week 16, that'll be, won't it?
Yeah.
Kicks off then. Also, the World Cup, we will be covering it hopefully twice a week. We'll be starting our World Cup coverage, I think, with a preview pod. Should be next Thursday, Donny, me and you, I think, if it works out.
No problem.
Okay. If you don't get your nap time interrupted. you're going to play the official game we mentioned last time. I'm going to have a dabble at a few games. I noticed Sky's got a game on, and Sky has the same version, a 10,000 price pot. So, don't you be interested in having a wee shot of that?
Okay.
A little different with Sky is that, so you pick a captain every day, and you get double points for that. So, you need to look at the fixtures, for example. Starts on Sunday to Thursday, and try to plan a squad. You get one player playing every day for double points.
Yeah.
It just rotates all the time. And you get three transfers per round. So, that's the way it works. You have to work your team. You can look at that if you want. 10,000 price point is no bad if you look at it and see. But our main focus will be the official game, obviously. So we will go to the fixtures for the upcoming game week, and then we'll talk about any plans we've got. So we'll only get one team, Ella, team news. It's your own, Donny. Mirren Rangers, half 12 on Saturday. And then we've got St Johnstone, Motherwell, Kilmarnock, Hibs, Hearts, Livingston, Celtic, Ross County, and Aberdeen, Dundee United. So all be wrapped up Saturday evening. So upon hearing that, what is your captain's, vice captain's, and transfer plans for the upcoming game week?
Yep, so Captain Tav, I don't see any reason to move from that. And, excuse me, I've wrote down vice-captain Cholak, which is good because I don't have him in my team right now. my transfer was going to be Cochran in for Porteous. The main reason I wanted to do that is, obviously, Hearts have the double game week at the other end. I've played my wild card, so I want to get another Hearts asset in. Hibs are falling off the cliff, so it makes sense to cash out on Porteous. So that would be my transfer. I probably will take a -4 for Cholak because the chances are he's going to be playing at the other end when we come back after the break. So that would be my changes. Captain Tav, vice captain Cholak, if I bring him in.
Okay, I'm the same. I think it's just daily team news. I don't want to kind of mess about.
Yeah.
Having your captain, Cholak will be probably playing, so he's vice captain. And I've got Marshall and Porteous double Hibs defence. I could not ever bring in Craig Gordon after the abuse I've given him, so it probably need to be like yourself. I'll be a Hearts defender, maybe, or I could treble up on Rangers. I don't know. I'm probably thinking towards Hearts. I've got the home game against Livingston. Livingston are no kind of easy team to beat, obviously, but there's no other game that stands out for me there. Yeah. Aberdeen at home, Dundee United. But then I've had to go up three Aberdeen, so now I've got two Aberdeen. I'm not going to double up with defender.
Yeah.
Celtic have got three, Hearts have got none, so it's only going to get no coverage in. So I think it will probably be a Hearts player in the defender. Cochrane seems to be the one that's formed, the one that the...
He's 2.5 million just now. When you compare that to Porteous, I think he's 3 point something. He'll make a good bit of money out of there. I do see Hearts coming onto form, although they are still conceding goals. Cochrane's a good attacking player. They've had some of their injured players coming back, so it does make sense to look at Hearts, albeit I've just told everyone they're the worst defensive team in the league.
I think it's worth a point. One game week, where else would I go? This could be the game Hibs get to keep a double clean sheet and all, but I just don't see it. They look really poor. I see Kilmarnock scoring. I do have Armstrong in the team, so I don't double up. I think I'll be a Hearts player in. It probably should be a Livingston defender in. It should probably just be Kelly just to be in, but then is he got another penalty this game week, or does he hold it for the wild card? I don't know, Donny. I think it'll be the next couple of days.
But I'm still considering playing a wild card. I'm not against it. My team right now, if I bring in Cochrane, will probably be about 80-90% double game week players. Which I could easily make up with a transfer at the other end. But depending on what teams come back and what shapes they're in, I'm not against it. I'll lose ground on anyone else if I don't. So.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Most people are going to play the three chips. MD's engaged is probably going to play three chips this game week. So you've got to have that in your head that you will, no matter how good your team does, you probably will drop a bit of ground.
I don't know when else you would use it. I suppose you're waiting for another double game week.
I was thinking January with the window shuts when the new transfers in. That's the only thing I can think of. When you make a couple of faces, you might lose a couple of players with your team, but you would get a free transfer for that, so it wouldn't really affect you.
Yeah, you can almost plan towards that. Nobody's Rangers do need new signings, but no, I think Celtic said they weren't going to bring anyone in.
One defender seems to be coming in definitely. Yeah. Whether that's guaranteed, these players come in don't come into play straight away anyway. So it's like only when they hit form. Like Haksabanovic didn't come in play straight away, for example, to come in.
Yeah, so there's no real spot where you would want to use it again. So I'd say I'm not against it.
You're convincing yourself. I can hear it. You're convincing yourself.
Yeah, no, I put it in my mind last night. So it's like, and it is. It's the fact that you could lose ground on everyone else, but I do like my team, and it is set up pretty well for double game week. There's probably only a couple of positions that I would change. So
what I would say to counter that is, I think it's going to be quite a template team.
Yes,
I'm not going to be sharing it on Twitter before. I'm going to keep.
Well, it's all the names I mentioned when I was talking about defenders. You know, people have their eye on all those defenders because they're scoring and they're doing well. So they're just going to pick those off the list and run with it. Rangers assets, you're going to have Cholak. Celtic, you're going to have Chota, Furuhashi, Carter Vicker. You know, you can almost talk the team through 1-11. You're going to have Shankland. So as you say, everyone will have the same one. Everyone's going to triple captain Tav, so you're not going to make any games there.
I'm not triple captain Tav.
No, I'm going to hold it. I think I'll hold it for a better run of fixtures. Hibs and Aberdeen don't really... You know, I'd rather Ross County at home and take my chances in a game like that.
I mean, I happened to think it was last season, right at the start, where Edouard, all people jumped on him straight away and he got a hat-trick in the first game, and then that was probably the best return any single player got.
Just look out for that. Just because you've played twice doesn't always mean good. I mean, okay, you probably get penalties and stuff, you would captain him anyway, so you're not going to make a massive gain. It would only be if you double captain, like Sam Boyle, when he's back and he clutches up a double game week. But time will tell. Lots to consider.
Mm-hmm. Right, that is us then. There's no point talking anymore. We have also got a good covering Baller Cup podcast next couple weeks, and then any Scottish news that comes out, we'll discuss at the time. And as we get closer to the end of Baller Cup, we'll start filtering back into the Scottish chat about, and I'm assuming at this point we'll be talking about the teams we've got, how we're looking. Tom, for example, may have his template, what he thinks, his wild card. I think we're all going to play it, so we'll take it for there. Right, Donnie, thanks for joining me this week. So get your plugs in and we'll head off into the sunset.
Yeah, keep an eye on Twitter. Obviously, there'll be a lot of stuff going around. We'll have another pod next week and then, as I say, the break. But you can get me at FFS_Donnie.
Yep, and I'm at Fantasy Half. Again, for entry to the Cup, just DM me and I will add you to the growing list. Right, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.